This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A spokesman for China's parliament says the country's increase in defense spending is needed to deal with what he called complex security challenges. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Wang Chao said the defense budget, to be announced at the opening of the National People's Congress, has remained stable. The modernization effort has prompted concerns among the US and its allies, particularly over Taiwan. China claims the self-governing democracy as its territory to be brought under Chinese control by force if necessary. However, Wang reassured reporters at a news conference that China's military modernization will not be a threat to any country. He argued that, in fact, a militarily strong China is necessary for safeguarding regional stability and world peace. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new agreement between Iran and the UN nuclear watchdog includes reinstalling monitoring equipment and gaining access to people of interest in an investigation into uranium traces at undeclared sites. This comes from the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, who just returned from Tehran. He said Saturday that follow-up meetings will happen very, very soon, and he promised the agency will not hide information.
And as always, the agency will be fully transparent in terms of its success, which I hope for, or lack thereof.
The International Atomic Energy Agency and Iran issued a joint statement that went into little detail, but the possibility of improved relations between the two is likely to stave off a Western push for another resolution ordering Iran to cooperate. North Korea's foreign ministry on Sunday called on the United Nations to demand an immediate halt to combined military drills by the United States and South Korea. In a statement carried by state news agency KCNA, the vice minister of foreign affairs called the drill an irresponsible escalation. VOA News. Protesters released lanterns into the air in central Athens on Saturday in memory of the victims of a train collision that killed at least 57 people. More than 1,000, mainly young people, attended the protest held in front of the country's parliament building. The protest is one of several held in the last few days in Athens and other cities in the country. Amid anger over the train crash from Tuesday, the government has blamed the crash on human error. Here's protester Agalos Thermopoulos. He says the youth of our country is boiling over with grief, with rage, indignation over the tragedy. It was a prescribed crime and the guilty are known. It is the state, the company, who calculate human lives with money and costs. On our side, we stand next to the families of the victims, of the wounded, and we demand that someone is held responsible. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee said he would sign into law bills banning gender-affirming treatment for transgender youth and restricting drag performances in public, which LGBTQ radio host and activist Michelangelo Signorile sees as moves to pander to a base in the Republican Party that is pushing a very hateful agenda against LGBTQ people, to use his words. Emma Jaley has more from Reuters.
Among the latest moves in Republican-led campaigns across the U.S. targeting LGBTQ plus Americans, Tennessee Governor Bill Lee said he would sign into law two bills that passed the state legislature last week. One, restricting drag performances in public, and the other, banning gender-affirming health care for transgender youth. Lee said the drag bill, which comes into effect April 1st, would protect children from being, quote, potentially exposed to sexualized entertainment, to obscenity. Speaking to reporters last week, Lee, a Republican, also addressed a surfaced high school yearbook photo that appeared to show him wearing a cheerleader's dress, a wig, and a pearl necklace, saying it was a ridiculous, ridiculous question when asked if he recalled dressing in drag in 1977.
That's Reuters Emma Jaley reporting. The Mali branch of the International Committee of the Red Cross said Saturday that two of its workers had been kidnapped. On Twitter, the agency said it had been present in Mali for 32 years. It asked the public not to speculate on the incident while it's being resolved. Since 2012, Mali has been in the grip of serious security crisis. Kidnappings are not uncommon. Motives range from ransom demands to acts of reprisal. And former Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro was at the U.S. Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, on Saturday just outside Washington, D.C. Addressing the gathering, he said the mission is still not over after leading Latin America's largest country for one term. His words indicated he could be planning a run for the presidency again in 2026. Marissa Melton, VOA.